Putin concedes economic pain. Iran-linked hackers hit U.S. water systems. President Vladimir Putin made a rare admission this week that Ukrainian strikes are damaging Russia's economy, acknowledging what Western analysts have long argued, but Russian leadership had previously denied. The concession came as Ukraine launched what were described as massive Russia Day drone raids targeting oil refineries and a rubber plant linked to rocket fuel production. An attack on Russia's national holiday that made the economic acknowledgement symbolically as well as strategically notable. The precision of the strikes on rocket fuel supply chains indicates Ukrainian intelligence has detailed knowledge of Russia's military-industrial network. NATO allies are pushing to expand field commanders' authority to shoot down drones, a proposal reflecting lessons from Ukraine, where swarms of small, inexpensive unmanned systems have overwhelmed traditional air defense decision-making timelines. Current approval processes often take longer than the threat window itself, and expanded authority would allow faster responses, though at increased risk of escalation or misidentification. Iran-linked hackers have claimed a breach of California Water Service, leaking customer data in what appears to be part of a broader pattern of escalating cyber attacks on American critical infrastructure. Water utilities are considered particularly vulnerable given their limited cybersecurity resources relative to financial institutions or technology companies. Separately, Trump called leaked Iranian deal terms fake and accused Tehran of conducting drone strikes on Indian ships near Hormuz. A tanker industry chief executive told CNBC that Hormuz traffic could surge sharply from current levels of 5 to 10 daily transits once and if a U.S.-Iran agreement is reached. A China-linked hacking group identified as Velvet Ant reportedly replaced core authentication software across multiple host systems for nearly a decade, capturing credentials and bypassing passwords undetected. The decade-long dwell time may be more consequential than the technical sophistication. Persistent access of that duration allows adversaries to map entire networks, identify key personnel, and establish backdoors for future exploitation. Outgoing Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard released files on 120 U.S.-funded biological laboratories abroad, fulfilling a transparency commitment but potentially providing material to adversaries seeking to undermine American scientific partnerships overseas.